We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Chatting here today with our city folks, Ron Fear, City Manager, and Mayor Linda Morris. It's 9:53. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and Robert is standing by. Good morning. Go ahead, Robert. You're there? Oh, did he drop off? All right. Well, we'll see if we can get Robert reconnected here. He's one of our loyal listeners. But we continue on here. Again, the City Commission has their 7 o'clock meeting tonight. We've been going through the consent agenda here a little bit and talking about some things. I know there's some other miscellaneous agreements here this evening and some appointments to talk about.
There are.
Yeah. Go ahead, Linda, on your appointments if you want.
The mayor usually makes appointments with the concurrence of the city commission. So on the agenda tonight is the commission talked at a briefing session about who would be interested in serving on some of these boards. And Yusha Reddy will be serving on the Flint Hills Area Transportation. We call it the MPO board. And she will also be serving on the Area Transportation Agency. And they look at all the routes in and out of town and help establish priorities for federal funding. They work with the ATA bus, excuse me, and John Matta has expressed interest in serving on the Housing Authority Board. And I'll be going off of that after about 5 years. So he's expressed interest. And then Mark Hattasall will continue serving on the Municipal Audit Committee. That meets once or twice a year. So we're glad to have some of those board commitments. I'd also just like to say that we have on the agenda tonight a proclamation about National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention and Awareness. And that is a major topic for the Rotary Clubs in Northeast Kansas, for sure. And it is a real issue. And Kansas has been identified by the U.S. Department of Justice as an originating state for human trafficking. And we have an interstate system that goes through north and south, almost, you know, Highway 81 and I-70, and we have to try to do something. And there are people who just kind of watch the truck stops to see what's happening there, and it is an issue, and it can happen in any one of our small towns too. Somebody just disappears, and there's not enough attention to it, and we all have to be concerned. So I'm happy to support this. We're also doing an ADA review, and it's something that the Kansas Department of Transportation, and I think motivated by the U.S. government, it's been quite a while since we looked at our ADA, how we might be deficient. What do we need to do? I don't know, it seems like 25 years ago, we had a big ADA effort here, and I think as we have built new construction, we have done a good job of meeting those ADA requirements, but we're required to look at all of our infrastructure and see what might be deficient. And so that's on our agenda tonight. And I served on the selection committee as we reviewed the three primary applicants, and I'm pleased that we're moving along on this. I think, you know, sometimes you need to do things and you don't have the money and then somebody comes along and says, you've got to do it. And so you do it. You work it in somehow. So that's where we're at with this evaluation of our disabled community, all of our public facilities.
All right. I understand we've reconnected with our caller, Robert. So we're very short on time here. So, Robert, we've got about 3 minutes. Go ahead with your comment.
Thank you for looking at the facilities that we need. One of the things that has been in need for years and years is a cattle trailer washout facility. And with the land that you bought over there on the river by the sewage treatment plant, it would be a good time to use this Rebuild America money to put in. The closest washout facility is 200 miles away, which means that these trailers are being washed out in inappropriate places. And we could say that we don't have any connection with that, but we got the sale barn here, and you see the farmers' trailers and trucks around in the parking lots of the different retail facilities after they've dropped off their cattle and livestock and gotten a check from the sale barn. They're in town buying, whether it be groceries or other needs for the farm. So there is an economic engine there, and it would be, my consideration, a good hygienic situation to have that cattle trailer clean out facility out there at the waste treatment center on the river.
Okay, I want to give them some time to respond here. So we're real short on time. Go ahead if you want to respond to that, you guys.
You know, it's a good suggestion, something that we don't have a lot of, don't get a lot of requests or demand for. So typically those kind of things, we'd like to incorporate that into the end user so that that facility would be at the sale barn. But we can certainly potentially look at that and see where that may fall, or if there's grant funds available for something like that. Again, we'd really like the intended user to help facilitate that type of a project. But thanks for the call.
I think it's an original idea, Robert, and one I've never even considered before. And I think it would be worth a conversation among the interested parties, the sale barn, Pottawatomie County. Certainly we have the wastewater treatment plant. And I don't know the KDHE requirements for something like that, but it's worthy of a conversation. You're absolutely right.
All right. Well, we appreciate all the calls here and all the interaction. Again, we'll remind you the City Commission has their meeting at 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll look forward to that and more discussion here as we go further down the road. Thank you guys for being here this morning.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.